Here, I had it going the other day. Okay, it looks like it's recording.
This is Donna Sue Grove. Rose Maple has my permission to record me. It's August 17th, 2018 at 1:05 p.m. Okay.
All right. Thank you for that. What was your initial thinking when you made the snails trail in honor of your mom? What were you thinking when you did that at first?
We didn't have any. I didn't think anything. My promise to her was to paint a quilt square someday. And it became a joke with my friends. You know, when are you going to paint that for your mother? Because 12 years passed from the time I said I was going to do it. And my friends finally said, we'll help you paint her one. And that's when I said, I have an idea. If we paint one, let's paint a bunch of them and make a driving tour. And they said, well, how do we do that? And I said, I don't know. Let's form a committee and figure it out. Mother wanted the Ohio Star, but a lady who had a local festival wanted the Ohio Star, and Mom said it was okay. Mother didn't get her quilt square until 3 years into the project. And it shows the snail's trail because it kind of went along with the idea of trails.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah, that's a neat story. That's really neat. I was wondering about that. What was your mom's reaction when she saw the quilt that you did for her?
Oh, well, she loved it. I mean, Mother was in on the planning committee from the get-go. She was the expert quilter who helped us decide, you know, why did we decide to paint 20 the first time? Because I asked her how many quilt squares make up an average bed quilt, and she said 20. You know,
yeah.
So we chose 20, and she chose the first 20 patterns based on the old patterns, tried and true ones.
Uh-huh.
So we wouldn't get into a copyright situation.
Right.
So people that wanted a quilt square came to Mother, and she'd drawn them all out on a drafting paper, drawn them all out and colored them with colored pencils, and they would choose their quilt square. And then that's how the artist or the group ended up painting them.
Okay. All right.
My idea originally was to give artists, you know, to boost their income. But we figured out we couldn't put artists up on ladders to paint them onto the barns. And that's why we ended up doing them on MDO board.
Okay. All right. Why do you think that barn quilts make everybody so happy?
Because everybody's got a memory or a quilt. You know, a grandma or an aunt or a mother who quilted, and they slept under them. They were given as gifts at weddings and birthdays because they just bring back warm memories.
Mm-hmm. When you started to do your trail out there, did your materials evolve and change over time, and your processes change over time?
No, I started in 2001, and we were done, you know, we were pretty much done by 2003. So we were the first model, and that my idea was, I told people to pass it on, and as they tweaked it, you know, the next county, the next state, as they tweaked it and had found another way of doing it better, to pass it forward to the next group. And that's how it grew.
Okay.
Plus, I traveled, you know, to West Virginia, to Pennsylvania, to Iowa, Kentucky, and helped groups get started.
That's great, yeah. And it seems like things, they evolve as they go along, too.
I mean, look at all the self-help groups now on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Quilt addicts and everybody's discussing how to do stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting.
That framing job that I sent you, somebody in Tennessee developed that.
Hmm.
And we use that model for how to frame the quilt square, you know, on the barn for years.
Yeah. What do you think about the controversial clear coat or non-clear coat debate? I have so many people tell me that they should have a spar urethane on there, and my personal belief is that the acrylic latex is a standalone product. It's not intended to have something on it because it will yellow it over time and get hazy in some cases. Do you have an opinion about that, or have you ran into that?
My opinion on the fact that I've heard so many horror stories.
Yeah.
About they put it on and it immediately yellow or wounded. Or later on, it cracked and got a hazy look. I wouldn't recommend it unless they talk to their painter or their paint shop and see what they say. But I don't recommend it.
Yeah, I don't either. I always cut back, and I always tell people, do you polyurethane or do you spar urethane your house? It's not a best practice. And
I would recommend they make another coat of paint on the actual quilt square than put on a sealer.
Yeah. With my process is what I do is I put on four coats and I let it dry in between each coat. And then that way I've got brush strokes going both ways. So then it adds a texture to it that's almost like a fabric or a linen type.
Yes.
Is what I do.
And you're not using a blow dryer. I hate to see the people doing a workshop with a blow dryer and putting on a coat or two of paint because it doesn't really get to dry.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Well, I recommend that they don't use hot when they do the blow drying. I recommend that people, they bring fans or if they do a blow dryer, to do it on a cool or a medium setting.
Okay.
That's what I tell people to do.
Can they take a complete quilt square beginning to end home with them in 3 hours of painting with a blow dryer or a fan?
Yeah, it does take a while. People, they normally don't finish in the workshops that I do. When I do the workshop, I have them put on all the layers of paint that are needed. I don't do shortcuts. The only time that I say that they can do a shortcut is if it's going to be for an inside barn quilt.
Okay.
And then I tell them, you know, you can't go outside because you need to have all of those layers of protection. And then prior to any of the color going on, another part of my process is I prime it 4 times, and then prior to that, I put a DAP sealant like you would put around your windows around the edge of the board so you don't see that plied look. So that's all done prior to even my priming, so it has that extra layer of protection. And in my book, I'm telling people about how to do that exactly. We've been experimenting with this since we started the business, and I think we pretty much got it nailed because now we could paint both sides of the board. And if somebody wants to just put it up on their porch, they can flip it around and have a seasonal type thing going on. So that's my personal process that I do when I tell people about that.
It helps me understand. Great, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of the main questions that I get, and it is so controversial, is some people swear that they need clear coating, and I say, no, you don't. And yeah, I've heard horror stories too, and I get reports where there was peeling, and I said, well, I doubt that was the paint. I bet you that was the product put on top of it because it's not intended to.
It breaks
be done that way.
It just breaks their heart.
Yeah, and especially when you paint them, they take so long.
Next question.
Okay, has your community learned anything from the very beginning to now, and are you still seeing people making the pilgrimage to come see the barn quilts, and do you have new ones going up?
See, I live in Highland County now. I don't live in Adams. But
oh, yes, okay.
It's the Amish and the Quilt Trail are the number one tourist attractions in Adams County.
Okay.
And there's probably, I don't know, another 15 or 20 have gone up. But there's lots of people have added them, you know, on their own.
Right.
See, there's nobody organizing it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We turned it over to the Travel and Visitors Bureau.
Okay.
Because I didn't want to take care of it for the rest of my life.
Yeah. My next question is, what is your advice to communities that want to start a barn quilt trail?
Form a solid committee. Get an artist, have a quilter, involve the tourism office, get someone that can write blurbs, get a photographer on board, even someone, and you know, that can handle the banking, you know, because you want to be raising some money. Somebody that's used to marketing. Does that make sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
A broad-based local committee, and ask people that have never been asked to serve before. You know, a lot of people have just never been asked to volunteer.
That's a great idea.
And they make new friends, and it's an awesome process watching them.
Mm-hmm.
Elders. Don't forget about the elders. Make sure there's somebody over 60 years old, too.
Yes, for sure.
And often recommended that you put a teenager on there.
Mm-hmm.
Could be somebody from Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, 4-H.
Okay. And how would you advise people to spread the word of barn quilts, especially if they're in an area where they haven't taken hold yet?
You just show them. You show them one. Usually they get the fever.
Yep, that's so true.
you just take them around and show them a couple, and they go, oh, my gosh. I don't know anything about those. And that's what's amazing to me, that new trails are being developed every week. Well, maybe every 2 weeks. But, you know, because people hadn't heard of them before. How can that be? But it is.
Yeah, it is. I know. It's incredible. And how many barn quilts are there out there that aren't even on a trail? That are seeds for a trail to start. I know I do workshops here, and I have people from all these little towns come and do them. And, you know, I think of those as seeds that will be planted, and there's going to be more growing from those.
Yep. I mean, and you know, at first they were only on barns. And then it started to being on downtown buildings, you know, for walking trails. And now they're on running paths.
Yeah.
Or along streams where people kayak and canoe.
Yeah.
You know, and they get them from the waterway. They're on mailboxes. They're on trailers. They're on garages. They're everywhere.
Yeah. Looking back from the start to what the movement has become and what the movement will be in the future, what are your thoughts on that?
I think, well, where it's come from in the beginning, it's just mind-boggling. You know, I never dreamed that it would be this big, but it is. And it's pretty exciting to know that Mother's legacy will live on. you know, I find that wonderful. But yeah. What I hope comes out of this mm-hmm. is this is a potential. It's what's happening is community is being built. People are finding out about their neighbors. They're building bridges of friendship with one another. And nothing but good can come out of that.
Yes.
Community.
Mm-hmm.
Using art.
How would you like to be remembered in the barn quilt movement?
I'd just like that I was a visionary.
Yep, you started something, that's for sure.
Did you see that little cartoon with me, about me, with somebody on the couch?
With the dog on the couch?
No, I'll send it to you.
No, I haven't seen that one. I saw one with the dog on the couch in the psychiatrist's office. And the dog was saying, well, it all started out with Donna Sue Groves. And
that's it. I can't remember what was on the couch. That cracked me up.
I think I actually posted that on my barn quilt page. I think it's awesome. I just love it.
I've gotten it from you.
Do you have any last thoughts about the barn quilt movement that you'd like to share?
I just am thrilled that it's brought the joy that it has in people's lives. It's saved many people. It's gotten people up off the couch and out of bed and outside their doors to be active in their community again. That joy factor is what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any thoughts on the book that I'm doing, where I'm showing people how to do it? Do you have any ideas or something that you would like me to for sure cover?
I'm so pleased that you're doing the book, because there's just been bits and pieces and it out there, and every time somebody asks me how to do one, I have to scramble and dig up old files, and you'll have it all in one place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's beautiful. Yeah. And it'll be, you know, people can buy it, and they'll have their own little Bible.
Yep.
Yay for you.
It's going to be start to finish.
Yay for Rose Maple.
Oh. I'm pretty excited about it. I'm excited to share it, too. That's what made me think about doing it, was you would see little snippets from here and snippets from there, and then you hear people giving advice, and you know in your heart that it's the wrong advice, and the advice that people are taking is the wrong advice, and I want these things to last. I want them to stay and not disintegrate.
And you can just thank people for me for bringing... for saving my life, for giving me purpose and a reason to get up every day, is to watch the happiness in them grow and enjoy themselves on the trails.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Will we be able to buy this on Amazon too?
Well, I'm going to have it. I'm going to have a print version so people can actually have it out in their garages, and it's going to have a spiral binding on it so you can leave it open to the page you need it to. And it could be something that is, I want it to be used, not something that goes up on a shelf. It's my belief that it needs to be used. But I am going to do it also on Amazon, and I'm going to probably break it up because of the way Amazon has their royalty thing set up. I'm probably going to do it where I'm going to have the cutting and the sealing as one chapter that they can buy for like $9.99. And then the next one will be, the next chapter would be the priming and the grids. And then the next chapter that they could buy would be the painting and the touch-up, is probably how I'm going to do that. I'm probably going to break it up a little bit.
Well, Okay, sounds good.
But yeah, that is my intention. My intention is to get it into book form first, and then once I have that, then I can get it out onto the ebook. Get it out onto the ebooks, and Amazon is what I am thinking about doing.
Okay, well then I can get it on my gathering page, and I'll get Julie, who's doing the film, who did the film. We can get it on her page too.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, I can put it on because I can post stuff on her page.
Oh, that is amazing. That would really get it out there to the people that need it.
And my folks will forward it.
Mm-hmm.
On my personal friendship or Facebook page too.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, I definitely want to get it out there to the people, and I think through the channels like that, and just having it out there, I'm gonna also have it on the book form on eBay, and I'm gonna try to have it out there everywhere.
Good.
Just as much as I can get, and I'm gonna do the self-publishing thing because I don't want to lose the rights to it.
Okay, good for you.
Yeah.
Will you get an ISBN number?
Yes, I'm going to get an ISBN number as I get a little bit closer. I'm a little over about a third of the way done with it. I've got some projects I'm working on right now I need to get through. But, and this 50-state thing is really big, so I need to get it finished up. I'm hoping to have it done in September. I'm almost done with the fourth installment, so then I'll only have 10 more to go. And hopefully I'll be able to have that done in September. And we've talked to a carpenter, and we're going to get it up in October. So that's going to be amazing.
It is.
Yeah. We're talking about having some kind of a ceremony. We have quilts around the block around here. I know October's probably not a good time, and it's just around the corner, but we're thinking about next year. And Quilts Around the Block is in August, and we don't have a speaker yet. I know you had talked about your health problems, but if you're up to it, if you would be interested, we'd love to have you come out, but I don't know how that would work out with your health.
And sweetie, thank you for inviting me, though.
Oh, you're welcome.
I got to say one more thing that I forgot.
Yes.
I always recommended that every time a quilt square went up, there should be a dedication.
Mm.
A party.
Yeah. That's great. Oh, and you had mentioned something before in our conversation that I didn't record. Can you tell me about the borders and your mom's view on the borders?
We only painted them white. We didn't seal them. The borders. Mother always said the quilt square needed to have a border. It completed the quilt square.
Yeah.
But she says they do on quilts.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm seeing them beautiful without them, so take it with a grain of salt, Rose.
It's just really interesting to hear the early opinion of it, and to see the evolution of how it's all happened.
Well, see, ours were simply geometric designs. We had one that it started broadening out, and the quilt patches had material, he decorated them. But, ours were just geometric, plain.
Mm-hmm.
And without a border, they did look funny. But now, it's not necessary.
Yeah.
Always maintain there are no quilt, I call it quilt barns. It got changed in Iowa. There are no barn quilt police.
Yeah.
And slap your hand. And you can't do this or you can't do that.
Yeah.
Go for it. No.
I think I'm pretty open-minded when it comes to the barn quilts, I guess. I'm an artist also, so
I think if, you know, as long as it has four coats of paint, and I think of art quilts because that's a thing, are people that do art quilts, and that's kind of a natural evolution into what we've got going on right now. Something that's going to last, something that's in honor of a quilt, and it's a piece of art. So I think I have a pretty loose interpretation of what it is, but there are so many quilts out there, you can't put them all into their own little box.
No. All right, sweetie, anything else?
I think that's it. I think you've covered it. If I think of anything, I might message you. Now, this is for my book, could I use audio on it too, or would you prefer I just did it in print form?
If I don't sound stupid.
I would never do anything like that. Never.
Okay. You do with it what you want. Okay, sweetie?
Okay. Well, thank you for the time, and I really appreciate it, and God bless.
Let me know. God bless you, too. Let me know if you need some more stuff.
Okay. I will do that.
All right. Bye, Rose.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.